this. Really just one announcement to add from this morning. Ashley and Julianne are home, not feeling well this evening, and so the rest of the family is just staying home as well tonight. So let's remember them and everything that's going on around us. Let's be mindful of those things as well. Now I forgot to look. Were there any meeting announcements? Okay. All right. Those that will take part in our worship this evening, after we have our moment of silence, Jason Burnett will have our scripture reading. It'll be James 4, 7 through 12. Rex Biddle will word our opening prayer. I'll have the song leading this evening, and my numbers are posted on the board to my right. Randy will bring us the message, and David Harvey will close our worship with prayer. Is there anything else we need to announce before we begin? No, we'll have our moment of silence, then scripture reading.
James 4, 7 through 12. Therefore submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Lament and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. Do not speak evil of one another, brethren. He who speaks evil of a brother and judges his brother speaks evil of the law and judges the law. But if you judge the law, you are not a doer of the law, but a judge. There is one lawgiver who is able to save and to destroy. Who are you to judge another? And I'll be led in
prayer. Bow with me, please. Our dearest Heavenly Father, we come before Thee this evening with thanksgiving for the opportunity to be in Your presence to worship and glorify You tonight. We're thankful, Father, for the congregation that meets here and our interest and our willingness to overcome difficult obstacles and continue to serve You to the best of our ability as much as possible. Father, we do pray in this time of crisis in our country and in the world that You would give us wisdom and good judgment, and that we might do what is good not only for ourselves, but also for others, referring one another and considering one another before ourselves. We thank You, Father, for the health that You've given each one to be here tonight, and we pray for continued protection for each one of us and those that are not with us tonight, for whatever reason they may be away. We pray, Father, that You would protect them, guide them, and keep them from the worst of things in this world. Father, we're thankful to Thee for the efforts that have been made the world over, and especially in our own country, and the leadership for the country that is trying to protect us and keep us safe, to watch over us, and do what we know to do among men. But Father, we know that these kinds of things are far beyond us, and we rely solely upon Thee to see us through it, to keep us safe, to help us to overcome the difficulties we may experience by even getting sick from these things. We pray that that might not be fatal, that it might not cause any lasting damage, but that in all of these things, Father, we look to Thee for protection, for guidance, and for ability to overcome and resume our normal lives of service unto Thee. Father, we're thankful to Thee for the preparation that's been made for our service tonight, for the songs that have been chosen and the leadership of prayer, for the sermon that Brother Randy has prepared to deliver us tonight from the book of James. We're so thankful, Father, for the encouragement we receive by worshiping together and being a cohesive congregation, brethren who are like-minded and who are not divisive among ourselves or the rest of the world. We thank You, Father, for the knowledge that You've given us in Your Word, and that as we study it out tonight, we pray for our wisdom, that we can utilize what we learn with good judgment and that we might be better servants of thine and improve our own personal lives and our service unto you and be a better influence to those round about, more capable and more ready to teach your word at any given time. Father, we are thankful for the leaders of our congregation here who teach classes regularly and offer up song services with great thought and preparation for the discussions that we have at the Lord's table and even about the collection and for the work that can be done through those things. Father, we are thankful for the spiritual mindedness of our congregation and pray that it might always be so. Help us to encourage one another to look for the truth of your word and to live it out in our daily day-to-day lives. Father, we pray that you'd be with us the rest of this service, that as we render our service, that it is solely unto you, our the true and living God, that you are glorified by the things that we offer because we do it from the instructions from your word, from the example of the apostles and the teaching that they left, expanding on what Jesus told us would be acceptable to worship you in spirit and in truth. We ask all of these things in the Lord Jesus' name. Amen.